Well, look who joins us this morning, Ken Cage of Discovery's Airplane Repo. How are you today, Ken?
Great. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing all right, man. This is such a thrill. I have to tell you, if you have never seen Airplane Repo, by the way, you only have one more shot this season, okay? Because the season finale is coming up on Wednesday night. And Ken, first thing that comes to my mind, everybody I've been talking to, I say, I'm going to be talking to Ken Cage from Airplane Repo. They all want to know, what kind of people get an airplane repoed?
That's a great question.
How does that happen?
There's a few different kinds of reasons, let's say, that people get in the situation. Mostly they're people that were formerly wealthy but not really wealthy, which is why they kind of run their credit up to the upper limit.
Mm-hmm.
The one little bump, and they fall apart. They can't handle a little bump because they've maxed their credit to the limit. So generally it's people, a lot of people just hit some bad luck. And that's, you know, we work with them the best we can. A lot of people have made some terrible financial decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some people who just are jerks. And they've just done this, taken a loan out with no intention of paying it back. And they just think they can get away with it.
Now, you and your partner on the show, Danny Thompson, you go in, you basically, is it just like a repoing a car? You go in, you say, I got to take this now? I mean, how does it work?
More or less, yeah. I mean, we do the investigations first because there's a lot of things that can happen that are bad. You know, not only dealing with the debtors, dealing with the people at the airports or the marinas, the fact that they could be doing things that are really illegal with these assets. There's a lot of airplanes that when we see them, we're like, oh, this is a mule-type plane, a plane that is perfect for transporting drugs.
Oh, wow.
And so we have to know that beforehand. If we see a certain twin-engine airplane, we're like, oh, okay, now where has this thing been? So we do a lot of investigation beforehand. Once we pretty much know where it is, we'll go out for it, and we'll take our time looking around, trying to get the lay of the land. Once we spot it, then we move fast because we don't want anything to stop us. So that's when it goes into really high gear.
You and Danny are both pilots, right?
Neither one of us are pilots.
Really? How did you get into this?
It's funny. Yeah, the other two guys are pilots. We're the only licensed repossession agents on the show, and my company is a licensed repossession agency. I got into the business because a childhood friend of mine, Bob Weeks, we both decided we wanted to buy a business. This one made the most sense because I have an investigative background. I have a banking background. So I knew a lot about the repo world, just hadn't done a repo yet. And Bob is into the sales side, so which is perfect because we sell most of the assets that we repossess so we can get the money back to the bank.
We're visiting with Ken Cage of Airplane Repo. It's on Discovery Channel, the season finale tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Ken, what is the biggest airplane that you've had to repossess?
We repossessed a 747 once.
Whoa! That's crazy.
The biggest from one debtor, though, we took three 727s from one debtor. So that was pretty intense.
I guess it goes without saying, it's going to sound like a dumb question. Do you fly them out or drive them out or haul them out or what do you do?
It depends on, obviously, the condition of the aircraft. I mean, we try and get them to a friendly location because most of these aircraft, just say you have an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
You have a King Air 200. You're going to be friendly with your airport, right? You're going to do maintenance work there.
Sure,
so you're
going to
be friends with the maintenance people. You're going to be friends with the people in the office and so on and so forth. When we walk in, we're going against your friends.
You're the enemy.
So
Yeah.
And they're trying to protect their friend and their customer, which is completely understandable and completely legal. So we try and move the airplane, if it's possible, to a location where we can become the friendly people. It might just be a five-minute flight to the nearest airport. It depends on where we are, the condition of the aircraft. Some we just can't move.
I did see a segment on the show where you showed up there, and suddenly there's the airport manager, I guess she was, or whatever. She came out, and she goes, like, you got to get out of here. You got to leave.
Right.
At that point, do you have to? I mean, are you legally able to do what you want to do there?
When they put up a fuss like that, we're supposed to leave. I mean, the rules are no breach of peace. So if the manager of that side of the airport says, you must get off of our property, we're not going to push the envelope. We'll try and negotiate with her like we did there. We'll try and say, here's the paperwork. She was having none of it. So at that point, we had to leave and find another way.
What are some of the things people have done, Ken, to hide planes from you, knowing that maybe you're coming for it? What have they done?
One big thing we see a lot of is filing phony flight plans. So just say they're in Missouri, they want to tell you that they're flying, you know, towards Ohio, when in fact they're flying towards Colorado.
Maybe the other direction, yeah.
So they'll have us thinking, oh, they're going this way, great. We've had a situation where a guy didn't close his flight plan, which got him in trouble with the FAA. The flight plan thing is a good way to kind of send us off the beaten path. They'll have people pay people to block us, to get in our way, to give us phony information, you know, because we rely on that to find out where these assets are. One guy tried to take a boom off of his helicopter so he could put a new tail number on the back. And it was completely phony, and he wasn't going to fly it like that, but
right.
He was going to put it on there so he could say, oh, it's not even the right tail number.
How about that?
Just dumb stuff. They spend so much time trying to shake us off the track when they should be spending some time just paying the bank.
Trying to find a way to, yeah, exactly. I know you said you try to keep the peace, and in fact, you're really, that's one of the things you live by, but what's the most violent encounter? Have you ever gotten beat up or been attacked or anything?
People have charged us. Yeah, I mean, we had one repo we did in Florida. The pilot was a former football player, and he charged us. He was on some drug, I don't know which one, but he was definitely high, and he was built. I mean, he was so strong. And he came after us, and he actually attacked the pilot from behind and sent him flying. We've had a couple of scenes this year where you got to see where people have drawn weapons and taken shots. So that happens every once in a while. Doesn't happen much. That's the good thing.
Ken, we have our Periscope people on this morning as well watching, and one of them wants to know, what is the favorite thing that you've ever repoed, and have you ever thought, boy, I'd like to have this myself. I'd like to keep this myself. Not that you would, of course, but...
Well, I'm a fan of the planes even a little more than the boats. So there's been some just spectacular airplanes. There was a Gulfstream G-150 that we repossessed worth about $17 to $20 million that was just spectacular.
Mm.
The craziest thing I repo was a racehorse.
Oh, really? A racehorse?
Yeah. Yeah, we took a racehorse because it started as a financial investigation, turned into this whole web of lies, and we ended up repossessing the racehorse. And that scared me because horses in general, can die.
Oh, it's a living creature, yeah.
Don't
die.
Exactly,
right.
So that scared me. But yeah, the G-150 probably is the one thing I would love to have.
Okay.
A couple of the speed boats are really, really cool.
Well, here at the Lake of the Ozarks, boats are real big. So everybody here knows how expensive a boat can be, especially a good-looking speed boat or something. So that's not a cheap investment.
Love to have a couple.
So how are we looking for next season, Ken? Do we have any news yet as far as re-upping or anything?
No, I mean, that's obviously Discovery will analyze everything after the season's over this week. And the good thing is we have... The production company this year was Pilgrim Studios, which has done shows like Dirty Jobs and Orange County Choppers, the American Chopper show. And
all successful shows, yeah.
And they're huge, and they're great.
Yeah.
They love our show.
That's great.
So they'll push for us. And I mean, Discovery likes us. It all comes down to the fans. So hopefully everybody that's listening and watching on Periscope will follow me on Twitter, Ken Cage Repo, and... You may have noticed I follow along and I tweet with people all
Absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we try and have an interactive show. So the more activity we have, the more likely it is that we get another season.
Well, Ken Cage, I wish you the very best with Airplane Repo. I absolutely wish you another season. And you can catch the season finale of Airplane Repo on Discovery tomorrow night, 8 p.m. And Ken, I wish you and Danny and the whole crew there just the very best. And I appreciate your checking in with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I really, really appreciate you doing this.